This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police have issued a strong warning against participating in protests planned for Sunday to call for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The warning comes amid detentions of Navalny's associates and opposition journalists, and a police plan to restrict movement in the center of Moscow on Sunday. Navalny was arrested January 17th after flying back to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning. His detention sparked nationwide protests 1 week ago in about 100 cities. Nearly 4,000 people were reported arrested. Russian Interior Ministry spokeswoman Irina Volk cited the coronavirus pandemic in a Saturday warning against protests. She said participants found in violation of epidemiological regulations could face criminal charges. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said the European Union had recognized it made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. In an interview, Gove said the European Union's move was a mistake, but it remains important for Britain to cooperate with the bloc to ensure an effective COVID-19 vaccination rollout.
While we must prioritize the vaccination of British citizens, it's also in our interests to support our friends and neighbors with their vaccine program.
Meanwhile, Britain's foreign minister said Saturday the EU had reassured him the European Union did not want to disrupt supplies of COVID-19 vaccines. Dominic Raab made the comments after what he described as a constructive conversation with European Commission.